You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Okay, showbiz has entered the church. No. So what I'd like to do is, if you don't mind me being selfish, I'd like to run some of this new stuff I'm doing for you, because I'm thinking, my wife said, your stuff has been overproduced. We did full orchestrations with violins, $40,000 in production and stuff, and it's like, I don't know. I think we're coming to a place like, remember with Dave, did you see the new series on David?
I haven't yet, but I've heard great things.
Please, you should see that, because he played the lute, I think it was. And it's just him, ding, ding, dong, ding, ding, oh, Lord. And it's just him. In other words, it's humble.
Yeah.
We're really going to get close to the Lord. I think you're part of the preparation of new things are going to come. And he's put up, and he'll put up with man for quite a while, doing things and going their own way and playing church. Are you playing Christianity, or are you really, you know?
Yeah. You know, I think if I could be involved in some sort of just awakening of the American church, that would be like a dream come true.
Oh, I think it's going
to
happen. I'd
love to be involved in that.
You're already there. You're building the foundation right now.
Amen.
Yeah. And you definitely got to get you inspired to have a book, even if it's a simple book, very simple for people, because that will give you, remember, author is authority. So it's like a business card. Most books, 98% of all books, I've been told by people in the industry, don't make money. But if I hand you a book, suddenly I'm an authority.
Right.
And we still have to deal with humans because they're into prestige and stuff. Ah, Shavat, you're a doctor. Oh, now I respect you because you're a doctor. You know, it's like, and D.L. Moody is going like, I didn't get any degrees. I didn't go to school. I went out. Jesus says, get up and tell people about Jesus. Not go get degrees after degrees. Even Jesus said they're forever, or was it Paul? They're forever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of truth. The milk of the word, the meat of the word. The milk of the word is I can quote all kinds of scriptures. Okay, but Rhett, you're a big talker, Rhett. But when's the last time you went out and worked at a soup kitchen, or bound up the wounds of somebody who's homeless, or went to see some rich lady who's considering suicide because she's isolated with her money and she's in a despair, place of despair? So rich, poor, whatever, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's both and. That's the beautiful thing, is it doesn't have to be either or.
Yeah.
You know, God can be just as much in the super big, showy things. Like I said, it all comes down to the heart of the people in it. And he knows those.
I went to an all-black church here. And I'm a typical white American brought up in upstate New York. But it was this past year, and I was broken inside but didn't know it. It was around the holidays. And so I went down south to another city, and I went into this predominantly black church. And I just started weeping. I sat way in the back so no one would see me. I don't want anybody to see me. I'm a guy. I don't want people to see me crying. So I'm in the back, and there's hot tears flowing out because these little black girls are up there, and they're singing and twirling and dancing. And it was just like it smacked of sincerity and realism, not somebody putting on a show, dancing before people. They're dancing before the Lord, and I'm seeing this. And I'm going, oh, well, Father, they love you, you know. And so it's hard to find that.
It is. And there are times when it's more palpable than others, when you can sense it in somebody else. And when it happens, it's really moving and inspiring.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm so unbelievably blessed that I get to see that overseas all the time, to get to see people have real encounters with the Lord. It's unbelievable.
Before he died, Reinhard Bonnke was a friend of mine. You know who he was? He was the guy that had 300,000 people show up to these events in Africa.
I hadn't heard of him.
Yeah, but there's a lot of guys like that, you know, and they go to Africa and stuff. But so you're traveling around, but I'm curious about that too, about the notes you'll be taking and the different styles you will run into. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure you want to study cantors too in the temples, right? And find out what are they all about? Why are you doing this? Are you called? You know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So All right. Well, listen, so we're almost out of time for our first day together. But okay. I'm, forgive me that I'm so overwhelmed.
No, don't be. I'm overwhelmed all the time. You know, going back to what you were talking about before, I think the more you learn, at least in my experience, the more I've learned about scripture and thus the more about God, the more about theology, all these things, it's the more you realize that you don't know. So I am just constantly in awe of the things that he shows me. But then I'm like, oh, that leads to so many other questions and opens up so many other doors that I didn't even know were there. So that's part of the beauty of it. And it's meant to be a lifelong process of learning for all of us, I think.
You know, I didn't even believe in Jesus years ago. I remember I didn't really know who he was until I was 29. So I'm a young guy in my early 20s. Now, this shows you the power. Remember they said the word of God is anointed by God? So I remember I was having this really bad nightmare. Now, I know a friend of mine had died. We don't know whether he committed suicide off a train or fell off the train, but I was 15, and it put me into a despair for weeks. And in Psalm 23, it was used at his funeral. So I learned Psalm 23. So here I am in this dream where this dark force seems to be approaching me, chasing me. And all of a sudden, out of my mouth, said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture." And whoosh, that dark force disappeared. Now, how did I know as a non-religious, non-Christian guy that if I were to recite the word of God, this dark force would split? And I think it was some sort of a wrestling that was going on in the spirit realm in my sleep.
Definitely, yeah.
Does that make sense to you as a...
You know, the word of God is alive and powerful.
And sharper than a...
It's sharper than a two-edged sword. And it's really true. I think that the word of God is one of the ways that he sort of displays his power for us. And we can use it as weapons, just like he did. You know, when he was tempted by Satan, what did he do? He whipped out scripture to defeat darkness. And we can do the same. And we're actually called to do the same.
You know, and the other guy, just to talk about him for a second. So I was living in the ghetto of Troy, New York, and I had not recorded anything. I'm new in the Lord. I'm writing these gospel songs because I'm just totally in love with Jesus. I mean, you know, his presence around me. And these men come to me. Remember, I'm living in the ghetto. I've never made $20,000 a year in my life. I was poor. I was a struggling songwriter. And they come forward and they said, "We're going to give you $23,000. I don't know why they picked that number. But so that's when I met Steve Milliken through Bill Gaither, and I was going to be flying up to Indiana to do the full orchestration with an orchestra and everything. Anyway, so that night I'm in my little $150 a month ghetto apartment. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, it's like something slow, like almost kind of like woke me up without, like someone wakes you up without, you know, very gently, not so you open your eyes right away. Mm-hmm. And then as I woke up and I'm look out, the crack of my door was open. You could see the kitchen. And there was a being there with a dark, dark cloak. And it sparkled, but it was inverted. I cannot explain this to you. It was inverted light, and it was so inverted that it sparkled. Remember, and then later on, I didn't even know the scriptures. Jesus said, "If the light in you be dark, how great is that darkness?" So I fell out of my bed in my underwear and started in another tongue. And that thing went, and I went, "Oh my God, there really is a bad guy." Because I said, "Wow, his greatest ploy is we run around there and they're talking about this, that, and Lucifer and all that. Yeah, you know." And you go, "Oh my word, his greatest ploy is that we don't really think he exists, or that we really have a spiritual enemy, and we wrestle against not flesh and blood, but against principalities of light and darkness." And that thing took off, but it was like clammy, wet. I didn't touch him, but it was like I just knew it was clammy, and it was inverted light. Mm-hmm. And now I want to ask you this, because you're studying the scriptures. I hear this all through my path, 40 years of being a Christian. They said, "Well, Satan, Lucifer, whatever his name was, had musical instruments built in his body and was made by God to praise God, and that he fell away from God." Is that scriptural at all?
I don't know anything about the musical instruments, but Lucifer was originally an angel who chose to defy God. And that's there's a story in the Old Testament that alludes to that was how Satan got his start. Now, there's tons of mystery and lots of questions that come out of that, which I don't think that anybody can really answer, honestly. But that's the general idea, was that he did start off as an angel and then he made a
Well, could you
choice.
look into that for me? I mean, you're an academic, and you probably love research, right?
I do, yes.
So
Yeah, I'll look into that and get back to you. And I'll probably say, I don't know. This is what I found, but who
I have
knows?
my own psalmist consultant now. I'll be inundating you with
I'd
all these
be happy to
questions.
do that. Please do.
I
You
just
got
think
my number. Text
you're
me your Psalms
I don't know
questions.
anybody. I've been
You
doing
got
this. I've
this.
been doing this show for 32 years, and I've never run into anybody that decided to really go in to this. I know one guy wrote a book 35 years ago about Psalm 23, some pastor somewhere. But other than that, I
That's a
haven't
good
heard of
one.
anybody like you diving into that. So, well, let's talk more. And Lord Jesus, please bless Nikki Mustin. Am I saying it right? Nikki Mustin, and will you bless her coming in and going out, and direct her feet and her path, and that she may give illumination to the scriptures to us all, that we will know that thy word is a light unto thy path. And please anoint her and bless her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rhett.
Oh, good.
And I'd just like to
Oh.
say one thing too, if you or anybody listening would like to learn more, you can go to scriptura.org. That's scriptura.org.
What will we find there?
You will find just an introduction to our project and a way to donate as well. Unfortunately, Bible translation organizations across the board are suffering right now, funding wise. And so, if you want to contribute to help to bring this to fruition, I would suggest that you go there and check it out.
Good. Well, we'll help you out in the future as much as we can. We also have a magazine down here. We could put something in the magazine. Maybe we'll discover what you're all about and more about this stuff in the future and give insight, you know? So
Fantastic.
anyway, so this is just the beginning, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope
God
so.
bless you, Nikki.
You too, Rhett. Thank you so
I hope you
much.
enjoyed this. I'm sorry for going down so many
Yeah,
rabbit
no, this has
holes.
been a blast. This has been a lot of fun.
All right.
So, thanks a
Yeah,
lot.
well, it's sincere. It may be erratic, but at least it's sincere.
I love it. I love it.
Okay.
All right. Take care, Rhett. God bless.
Bless you in the Lord.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, we got to take a break. It's a new day, you know, if you want it to be. You can make a commitment to Jesus today, and all your past can be forgiven. A new beginning. It can be a new day if you want it to be. Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon. Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting. It's a new day.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see the light above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. How silently, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God, the blessings of his heaven, know him, may his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive.